Does this have consequences in terms of global warming or how much carbon is locked up? And if we move back to more savanna in the southern part of the state where it used to be more savanna, would that increase or decrease the amount of carbon that we have stored?
There's people trying to answer that question, and I don't think we know yet, because it's easy to measure the volume of carbon that's captured in a tree. You can estimate how much wood is there, but it's much more difficult to figure out how much carbon is being sequestered into the soil. The prairie grasses, the flowering plants in the prairie, most of their living tissue is below ground. So they take an incredible amount of carbon out of the atmosphere and stick it where we don't see it and where it's hard to measure. And when we run a fire through, there's this pulse of carbon that's released into the atmosphere. But that fire stimulates the growth of these plants, so they're actually more vigorous. Their below ground parts are growing faster. We really don't know at this stage, how much carbon could be stored in oak savanna and prairie restorations, just because our data isn't very good at it yet. There's been some studies showing that in planted prairies, where all the original flora had been gone because it was a cornfield for 100 years, 20 years later, they're not storing very much carbon. And so we don't know why that is or and why it might be really slow. We do know that where prairies have been during for the last 4 or 5 thousand years, there's a lot of carbon in the soil. So I guess that's sort of a long-winded answer to saying we just don't know yet.
Which makes the science all the more important because it's going to have major consequences for the health of our planet.